Hello and welcome. Welcome to the eighth day. Can you believe it? The eighth day of the Money Magic Marathon. And we've been going a lot of places. And today, well, there's a couple of things I would like to work on. I'm just thinking about what would be best, because we've just been talking a little bit about what people have been through. And for some people, they're into, like, they're feeling quite joyful and good today. And a number of people some people are feeling tired and just from other events, but also maybe from what's going on here. There's a lot of processing, as well as some symptoms of flu and feeling a little bit off, so, and headaches that happened yesterday for one member. So let's just tap on this, for those of us who weren't feeling so good, let's just tap on that. And I also was feeling quite off yesterday, although I'm feeling a bit better today. So let's see what comes up. And then I'm thinking I would like to tap around marketing. And we'll go there. Also, there's a question of what's in your spiritual past, but I think we'll do that tomorrow. Marketing feels like it's here today. So here we go. First, with just some of the feelings that may come up, the stuff is clearing. Even though I may not feel so good sometimes when I'm clearing energy, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though the years of accumulated shit start coming out, and some of it's not, doesn't always feel pleasant, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though things are clearing and sometimes I feel a bit rough emotionally and sometimes I feel joyful and sometimes I just feel in between, I deeply love and accept myself. Healing's a funny thing. Releasing is a funny thing. Sometimes it feels good. Sometimes not so good. Like all this stuff coming out. Stuff I didn't even know was still there. Stuff I thought I had released. I'm tired of feeling yucky. I want never to feel yucky. I never want to feel pain. I want to always feel good. I want to always feel happy. What if I could accept that life is like that? What if I could accept that feelings come and go, but I'm still fine? Feelings come and go, and I'm still okay. They're just feelings, and it's just thoughts about the feeling. Every time I feel tired, it doesn't mean that the world is going to end. It doesn't mean that my business isn't going to work. It doesn't mean I'm putting out the wrong energy to the universe. It just means I'm tired. It just means I need a break. And when I feel bad or not so good, when my body doesn't feel the best, I don't need to try and analyze it. I just need to kind of listen. What's it saying? What's my body saying? What do I need? What do I want? And let my body talk a little bit to me. So right now, I'm asking myself, what's my body saying to me? Of course, I am my body as well, so it's not really that separate. But let's look at this. What's my body saying to me? What's my body saying to me? Is it having to yell it? Is it having to whisper it? What's it saying? What do I need to do today to take care of myself, to nurture myself? Here's a long bath. Is it a walk in solitude? Is it listening to a song and dancing and dancing and dancing until I drop? Dropping of exhaustion after dancing for joy is not a problem. It's not a problem. It's not a problem to really, really go and then get tired. All you have to do is rest. That's the thing we forget sometimes. It's great to have spurts of energy, but we need to remember to rest. Okay, so that's number one, clearing. I'll open up just in case somebody wants to say a word or two. And anybody want to say something before we go on?
Katie, it's Leandra.
Oh,
And I just
Leandra, hi. The Dancing for Joy girl.
Yeah. But I just heard the cutest thing.
Yeah?
When you were saying that last thing about dropping exhausted after dancing for joy, I thought, wouldn't that be cool if that's what we called work? If
Right.
we replaced it, we've replaced anything that we're doing that we call work as I'm about to dance for joy with my dishes, or I'm going to do the
Right.
dance of joy with the paperwork, or with my errands, or going to the, to a meeting or whatever. That makes
Yeah.
me feel really good to think about that, because it's like everything we do here is the fact that we're allowed to do it is something to celebrate. The fact that we actually are here on this plane able to do it. So that just is what I
Thank
wanted
you.
to say.
That's
It
just
excited me. It
lovely.
excited me.
Thank you. And is there somebody else wanting to say something, or was that an echo?
Hi,
Oh,
Katie,
hi.
it's Alex.
Hi, Alex. Nice to see
I just
you.
wanted to say one
Go
quick
ahead.
thing.
Yeah.
I think I was resonating with the summary of what you said about the whole group. I felt like that yesterday, and I did tune into my body, and it told me to go to the lake.
Yeah,
Can walk by the lake and bring my drum. Really thanked me, for it helped.
for some reason, Alex, you sort of
That's
are
all.
fading in and out. So, if I start, yeah, so I'll try. We'll see. Are you doing anything with your phone, or is anything happening there?
No, but that's all I wanted to say.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. So, we'll go back to the clearing unless there's somebody else there who wants to talk. Anybody else there? Or we'll, yeah. Okay, I don't hear anybody else, so let's go back. So now we're having done that clearing about how we're feeling and the healing response sometimes, and the fact that we don't always feel the best, but that's okay. What actually is a big problem sometimes is what the meaning we attach to everything. Like we feel a bit tired. I notice this often with me. I feel a bit tired, and then I really cycle down into all these silly things about. And I'm getting to know that when I'm tired, I should just go to bed and not think, not get into the kind of thinking which is quite negative. Which this means I won't be able to do this, or that that's going to happen, because it's just simply, my body saying, yeah, I need some rest. So I would like now to do some tapping around marketing and presenting our services and being visible out in the world. Because often we spend a lot of time creating these beautiful things, getting the training, and really preparing ourselves so that we are amazing, amazing people who can serve the world in so many different ways. And we've got all that, and yet somehow And we may have even, got the really nice websites or whatever, and or business cards and all that. And then somewhere along the line, we stop ourselves, and we don't get out there really. We think we're getting out there, but there's some part of the process that we put up our stop sign and say no to having clients, to having more business. And that's because of some fears we may have, which may be around visibility, may be around not being enough, like we explored yesterday. And so what I'm going to do is going to be tapping around what some of these might be for the group. And before that, there's also an assumption that marketing, I don't even particularly like the name, but promoting yourself is something not good, that you should be feel embarrassed about doing it. There's of course a lot of slimy methods used in corporate marketing and manipulation. So we as very good heart-based people don't want to be doing that. So, and it often seems that people are like what we're hearing is that you have to do that in order to actually attract business. So that's all in the pot. And also, there's also just one last assumption that we should do something else than what we're good at. Like if we're good at writing, but we really feel we don't like speaking that much, that we should be doing public speaking, or that if we're not good at writing, that we have to be, or don't feel like writing. I mean, it's not even not good. All of us can probably become good writers. But it's really not our way of expressing. Then you don't have to. There's lots and lots of marketing or ways of promoting yourself. And you need to really look at the ones that you feel good about and which you enjoy. So it's more like dancing, as Cleandra said, than working hard at it. And all of us have different strengths and ways that work really well. So that's another thing that you can explore is what are the one or two things that you love to do and which gets you out in front of people and people knowing about you. So we're going to go into the clearing and see what comes up. It's always interesting for me to. Even though the thought of marketing makes me sick, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I think I'm crappy at marketing, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though other people who are not as good as me in my trade do really well because they're good at marketing and I don't because I'm not, I deeply love and accept myself. Why is it that some people just have the magic touch? Why is it that some people can just open their mouths and naturally it comes out so beautifully about what they're doing that people just jump up and say, "Hey, I want to buy." Why isn't that me? Why have I been born with such talents and yet not able to express to the world so that they all come and get me? Well, I don't really want them all to come and get me. That would be pretty exhausting. In fact, all the talk about getting tons and tons of clients just is pretty exhausting thinking. I mean, it's nice to think about the income, but really, I don't want that many clients. I want to have an impact, but I don't want so many individual clients. I want to do things that can be just as powerful on a bigger scale and then have some really, really beautiful, amazing clients that are my close circle and that help spread the good news in the world. Marketing, 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 marketing. I feel so boring, boring. I've heard all about marketing and I don't feel like doing it. Gosh, this sounds really negative. How the hell am I going to clear everything if I'm just going negative about marketing? I mean, everybody knows you have to do marketing. What if I didn't call it marketing? What if I called it being me? Being me and showing me. Just showing me who I am, being visible. And yeah, sure, I do things that I like. Could be speaking, if I like that, could be writing. Could be just going out and what they call networking, but what I call is just having a good time with a whole load of friends in business. Could be just sitting at home doing some artwork. Okay. So that was marketing. The out of the box view of marketing through EFT tapping and whatever. All right. Did that bring out anything for anybody?
Brent here.
I'm, oh, go ahead. Yes?
Okay. I thought you, did you say being me or beaming?
Oh, I said being, I thought I was saying being me, but beaming me sounds very appropriate in this context.
It, I think it does. I was like, geez, beaming is a good word. I'm going to be beaming out, you know, my information or my, yeah. I'm going to work on
Yeah.
that idea.
Oh, good. Yeah.
That was it.
Okay, good. So, yeah, it's interesting. Whatever words and whatever way we pick them up is what's meant for us. And yeah, so I heard Michaela, I think it was.
Yeah, I was going to just say I'm with you on that. We just need new words like marketing and networking. Just
Yeah.
make me want to run screaming from the room. But if I think about what they're really about at core, you
Yeah.
know, it is really about like how can we more fully be ourselves in a way that we can share that with others? Because it's
Yeah.
not about convincing people to buy your service. It's just about letting them know about what it is that you do,
Yeah.
right? Yeah. And the other thing with the networking too, right? Like when somebody says to me, you should network more, right? I just want to like gag myself. But if it's really just about meeting other people who are doing cool things and they want to hear about what I'm doing, hey, I'm totally on board for that.
That's great. Yes. And yeah, I mean, I just adore going to conferences and meeting people. And I mean, there's different ways of so-called networking. Some of the networking meetings I wouldn't go, I really find pretty horrible. Because everybody's going there with their business card and their elevator speech, which is another thing that I hate, and they're just saying, oh, I help people do this and this and solve this problem and by doing this. And you know, it's kind of all rather canned instead of really trying to find out about each other and ways to support each other. And it's important to know what you're doing and what problems you solve. I mean, that's kind of just a core underneath knowing, which is sometimes hard to get. You know, what are we really providing of value? But to kind of go out there and like robots say it to each other and then looking at everybody as, you know, potential clients rather than looking at how we can serve each other. That kind of atmosphere is not fun. And you know, the, for actual real networking or whatever, real meeting of people, sometimes it's just going to conferences that interest you and where you meet other interesting people and supporting them in that. Or it could be, yeah, just going to any activity you really like. So
right.
Rather than it being the business networking group of the area. Although some people do find those useful, so it's being flexible. So thank you, Michaela. Anybody else want to say something? Okay. So let's see if we can get another level onto that. I'm going to do one more EFT tapping, and then we'll do the healing codes. Even though I'm not sure how to be with myself and present myself, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though it's hard for me sometimes to articulate my value, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though it seems strange that things that I find easiest that people would pay for, I deeply love and accept myself. Why am I making it so hard? Why am I making it so hard for people to see me? Some people really need what I have. They really need it. And if I'm not beaming it out, then how ever are they going to get it? I know how much I've been helped by other people. I know how much of a difference it makes to have healers and coaches and energy workers and financial advisors and everybody who just serves in their own way. I also know how annoying it is when I have a problem, a really big problem, and I can't figure out who the hell to talk to about it. I can't even figure out who to go to about it. It's like I know some people, but they're not the right people. So I stay stuck. And that's really annoying because I want to unstick. I want to be my best. Yeah, and I want to pay for it too. You don't have to entice me by getting really, really cheap. Yes, I want it to be reasonable. But I want you to value yourself too. I want you to really value yourself. And that doesn't mean that you're more valuable because you're, as some people say, a $10,000 coach or a $20,000 or a, you know, six-figure income, seven-figure, eight-figure, nine-figure, ten-figure. It's getting all so ridiculous. It's nothing about the figures behind your name. It's just that you charge enough and you value enough so that you can live the life that you need to live to give. That's all. And for all of you, that's a different figure. For all of us, we need different things. Some of us need more to give and to receive. Some of us are just fine living in a mud hut in the middle of nowhere. Some of us need more. Some of us need a car to just do our work. Some of us need a big house to welcome people to. Some of us need more than one home. And some of us would feel burdened by having more than one home. It's not about the six figures. It's not about the seven figures. It's not about the eight figures. It's only about valuing ourselves. Valuing ourselves and our services and our time. And just giving what we need. What we need. Okay. So I'll pick off the... I'll open up the line again. Anything coming from that? And then we'll move into the clearing with the healing code. Okay, I'm not hearing anybody. If anybody has something to say, just come in right now, or we'll hear you at the end. All right. So, okay, I'm going to do the healing code, and we're going to release all the stuff we have around marketing and our value, you know, that not valuing ourselves enough, and or thinking that valuing ourselves is a dollar sign or a six-figure, seven-figure sign, all that sort of stuff. So, but looking to truly value ourselves. So for the true focus statement, I'm going to just make up one right now. If I hesitate for a moment, it's just because I'm tuning in to what might be best for this group. Okay, it's something like this. I am of such value that the world needs to know. Okay, I'm going very quiet, just a moment. Okay, well, this is what's come up. If it mutates while we're doing it, that's fine because it's a little convoluted, but it seems to be okay for now. I'm of such value that the world needs to know about me. I'm of such value that the world needs to know about me. So I pray, request that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, and destructive cellular memories, and all resulting physical issues related to me not valuing myself enough and related to me feeling weird about presenting my services or getting out there and really letting the people who need to know about me, that I'm here and that I can help them. And I ask that all these issues be found, opened, and healed, filling me with the love, light, and life of the creative force. I also ask that the effectiveness of this healing be increased, be magnified, be multiplied by 100 times or more. We're now going to the point in between the brows and directing the energy there. Their fingers 2 inches away from the skin and point as both hands pointing towards that point in between the brows. And breathing deeply. I'm of such value that the world needs to know about me. Then down to the throat. I love presenting myself to the world. Da-da! Da-da! World, I'm here. Da-da! And isn't it fun I'm here? I'm not a slimy salesperson. I'm just me. Hee. Then going to the jaw. Da 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 da. You're gonna love me because I'm fun and I'm really deep too, and I can do what you need me to do. Come play with me, it's fun. You don't have to run, just come. Da 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 da. Okay, then going up to the side of the temple. Come to my place. I have something very special for you. But you can't really know what it is until you experience it. So come, take a taste. And then we're going to go back to the point in between the eyebrows. Just letting out all the old stuff about how the old words, the old way. We're bringing in the new. We're bringing in the new. Knowing that you will never think about marketing or networking in quite the same way. In fact, you're going to hear them as other words. You're going to name them in ways that are just delicious for you, just as you named your financial category. You're going to find words for your presenting yourself to the world that are your words, that have that ta-da feeling. Okay, going down to the throat, Adam's apple, focusing the energy there. You wouldn't believe what I've been hiding away all these years. It's such a treasure. It's such a treasure. Come sharing it now. Okay, going to the sides of the jaws, pointing the energy there again. Ta-da, 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 ta-da. Okay, to the side of the temple. And then placing your two hands on top of each other, on top of the crown of your head. And just letting them rest for a moment or two there. And then letting them drop to your side. Okay, I'm going to open up Got a little frog in my throat after all that singing. The funny singer. Yes. Actually, it's reminding me a little bit of, I used to go to this amazing therapist who was quite, well, she was an art therapist and other, you know, I went to her originally around some trauma I had experienced. And I remember at one point, and she used to do EMDR, which is a tapping procedure that's very effective for trauma. And I remember one time, well, we got through the actual trauma that brought me there, and then we got into the trauma of my family. And then I started singing an opera about my family, and it was very funny. Because our family was very dramatic. So it reminded, it, although it wasn't dramatic like that, it reminded me a little bit. So, would anybody like to share what came up?
Well, now I'm going to be singing to my clients.
You're going to be singing
I'm here. And I'll feel very proud to be able to say that, because I'll think of you singing to me and clearing the blocks. And I know she put some low notes in there for me. Ta-da!
I do love the low notes too.
Ta-da!
Thank you.
So that was fairly very therapeutic, because why aren't we having more fun? So that's a little joy thrown in there.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, I had fun too. Anything else before we close?
Katie, it's Leandra.
Yes. Hi, Leandra.
That was so funny. it was really, really, really awesome to me that you were doing that, just because it just brought that element of play. It was wonderful. Thank you so much. My presentation last night, this is going to make you kind of laugh. I didn't know what I was going to present. I was invited to go to work with the Dowsing Association last night and do a presentation.
With the what association?
With the Edmonton Dowsing Association. So I was
going to
go see this group of dowsers and show them how to do something different with dowsing. And I just left it to my guides to tell me what this group could best use or most likely would get the most benefit from hearing. Finally, yesterday morning, I heard that I needed to talk to them about joy, bringing joy into dowsing, and that they needed to meet their joy guides. I had, as I said, a full crowd. There was about 25 people. Not one of them had ever heard of a joy guide. So it was like, now I understand why that was what I was supposed to talk about. And then here you are this morning bringing joy back to me as well. So joy seems to be the theme. It's really
Thank
awesome.
You.
Thank you so much.
And actually, now that you've just brought that on the table, tell us a little bit in a minute or two about joy guides.
Well, everyone has...
And how we might bring them into our work.
Yeah, everyone has guides, of course. We came here with them. And among our most cherished guides are our joy guides, who are here to remind us to just lighten up and do exactly what you were sharing with us. Something funny that brings joy into all of the situations. And of course, there's just something about us. I know about my joy guides, and I still avoid them like the plague. So it's seems to be an honor in this existence to be too strong to need joy guides. But curiously enough, when you get real strong at shutting them out, all they do is sneak in the back door and hide your keys. You'll have put your, that's when you know they're around you. You'll have put your keys down or a piece of paper down, and all of a sudden it disappears vanishes right in front of you. It's still actually where you put it down, but they've made it vanish. And then when you find it again after lots of the drama of searching, and of course the dramatic searching, you're releasing a bunch of stress because you're stomping around the house, where are my keys? And you might be yelling and you're letting yourself get quite frazzled over a nothing. When you think about that, it's a nothing. You lost your keys. It's really not that serious. I mean, I know, yeah, you're trying to hurry out the door. That's not a nothing, but it's not life or death. And so they'll hide things. For me, the thing they hid was my potato brush. And I went through a huge drama about where in the heck is this potato brush. I even phoned people, did you hide my potato brush? And everybody thought I was nuts. But when I found it again, it actually sparkled at me. Like, ha-ha, here I was. And it was exactly in the basket it was supposed to be in all along. And I'd even emptied the basket. I emptied the basket and wiped out the bottom of the basket. I know that brush wasn't in there when I was working with it. And then, ta-da, there it was, right? So the ta-da is really neat. And you can find yourself having these moments. And when you do, it's really an opportunity to just take a breath and say, thank you. Thank you for reminding me that this world is filled with joy and light. And now give me my damn keys.
Oh, that's such a great story, because I have to tell you, I'm one of these people often loses things.
So next time you lose it, stop and say, now why did I need to lose that? What am I missing my joy? Because it's like a tease. And the other part of it that I learned with Joy Guides to try today, you guys, is find out who your Joy Guides are by just relaxing for a moment and asking them to touch you. If you haven't met them already, you might hear a name of who they are, and just sort of enter into that dance of life with them, honoring that they're there. And when they tease you with something, thank them, because it brings a whole missing element back into your life. So I think they're incredibly valuable guides. They protect us from being too serious.
Thank you so much. I love that. Thank you. And yes, what beautiful advice for all of us to follow today. And I have met some, and it reminds me to get back in contact with my guides, because they're a pretty pretty lively, joyful bunch. Not too serious at all, I can tell you. Anybody else like to, if anybody wants to just say a few words about what they got out of the session or anything else that has come up, please do it right now.
Katie.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
Is that Wend?
Yeah. Well, one of them.
Go ahead, Wend.
Oh, okay. Just that when you were in, I think it was in the second EFT round,
yeah.
And you were talking about how all the people that have helped, you know, thinking about all the people who helped me, and
yeah.
What would have happened to me if those people had hidden what
yeah.
their gifts were, and that really had a huge impact on me, and I was like, wow, yeah.
Yeah.
I sort of like was a big turnaround for me. And then during the healing codes, I just kind of got to this point where I just felt like I don't know all the reasons why it's hard for me to get myself out there. And I don't even care anymore what these reasons are. I was just asking, just let those reasons be dissolved. Like, I don't want to try and figure them out anymore, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, I'm tired of it, and so just let them go. Like, whatever they are, just heal them.
Fantastic.
Mm,
that was my
great.
Prayer anyway, yeah.
Yeah, because we don't know have to know every single little detail. We just have to get, a big majority out of the way. And we don't, like with the healing codes, you don't even have to know exactly what it is.
Yeah,
sometimes
right.
it's helpful to pinpoint something, and other times it's just you do the. If you did the healing codes enough all the time, you could completely heal your life without doing any specifics, I think. You know, and I think that's probably for the other things too. It's And yet sometimes getting some of the little details helps us at the same time. So, but great and great not. And the other thing, yeah, you sort of touched on an important thing because, like, even though I probably could find some other stuff in my background that would prevent me or get in the way of me making money or receiving it or whatever, if I use that, it can't, I'm, you know, like you, asking to be released of it, noticing it if it comes up and releasing it, and also just going ahead, because so much is discovered by just taking action. So even discovering what might be holding you back might not happen unless you take action. So,
right.
You know, I think great work, Wend, and thank you for sharing that. Mm-hmm. And anybody else want to say anything before we go?
Katie, it's Alex. I just wanted to say one quick thing.
Yes.
What I heard was similar to what Wen just shared. I just heard this voice when I was doing the yoga show a few weeks ago. This woman came into my booth and she said, "I haven't got your newsletter. Am I not on your list anymore? And you haven't sent one in a while." And I just looked at her and I went, "Really? You want to hear from me?" and when you were talking about, you know, just some of the things you were saying today, I remembered that lady, you know, coming in and just how truthfully she spoke, you know. And
yeah.
So just reminding ourselves, yes, people want to hear from us. They want to know what we have to give.
Yes. Well, beautiful. Thank you very much. And unless there's somebody else who wants to add a couple of words, I think those are beautiful words to end on. But we can always surpass it. Anything else? Okay. So I'm just going to thank all of the participants who have been on the call. It's always such a joy to have you here for live for the for the clearings, and it always adds such richness. And for those of you who couldn't make the call because of your other obligations and just the timing, know that you too are being held with love in the circle, and that you too can access your joy and your healing through this. So have a great day, everybody. Bye.
Ta-da!
Bye then. Ta-da!
Bye.
Ta-da.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.